Welcome to the Oregon FBI's Tech Tuesday segment. This week, a look at how to help senior citizens build a digital defense against elder fraud. Sweepstakes scams may make you think you are a big winner when, in fact, you could end up losing everything. The FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center says that more than 3,700 senior victims reported losses of $38 million to this kind of scam in 2020. Here's how it works. The bad guy convinces the senior that she has won money in a sweepstakes or foreign lottery. The fraudsters often claim to be an attorney, customs official, or lottery representative. They make an effort to appear official and reputable. The scammer tells the victim that she has to pay some kind of fee before receiving a prize, a fee for shipping or insurance costs, custom duties, or taxes. Through the course of this scam, the criminal will often find and use personal information about the victim in an effort to gain her trust. The scammer knows that older victims are more likely to be polite, trusting, and willing to believe those in a position of authority. The second kind of elder fraud we are talking about today involves telemarketing scams, scams where the bad guy convinces the victim he can make money fast or avoid some legal or tax problem. These kind of scams have been around forever, but evolving technology makes them even harder to spot. Criminals buy and sell marketing lists and personal information so they can have as many details as possible about their victims before they make contact. In some cases, they take time to build a relationship with the senior so that the senior is less likely to look for outside guidance before sending money to the scammer. Here's how you can protect yourself and your family members. Don't give out personal information by phone, mail, or the internet unless you initiate the contact. Always use publicly available sources to confirm that you are using legitimate contact numbers and addresses for a business or agency. Do not pay fees or services with a gift card. Legitimate services will not request payment like this. Be wary if someone tells you that you have to pay immediately or the offer will disappear. Be wary if you have to pay any fee or provide bank account information for what is called a free gift, vacation, or prize. As the old adage goes, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If you've been victimized by an online scam, report your suspicious contacts to the FBI. You can file an online report at the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov or call your local FBI office.